There's an old Arab proverb that says, beware the anger of the patient man.
These people are protesting for economic and political reform, which we've agreed on with the government. There is still an opportunity, but we are afraid we will reach the point of no return.
Ali Abdullah Saleh has led Yemen for more than 30 years, and protesters there say that's long enough. Can they recreate the political upheaval they saw in Tunisia and are seeing in Cairo?
The people of Yemen may have finally lost their patience. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, January 28th. Protests continue not just in Tunisia and Yemen, but in Egypt and even in Jordan.
Impatience around the world, and it's being reflected on the streets of Arab capitals. And we go now to Cairo, where prayers have just ended. Friday, traditional Friday prayers have just ended. Aya Batraoui joins us, Mideast bureau chief for the German press agency in Cairo. Aya, what is happening at this hour? Friday prayers are often the opportunity for political expression in the Arab world.
Hi, good morning. Well, people here have woken up to find that all internet has been blocked across the country, including in major touristic sites, and of course in the capital, Cairo. And also mobile phones are not working, neither SMS services nor phone calls can be made or received. And also, if anyone in Egypt is trying to reach someone on a mobile phone outside of the country, that has also been blocked. So, yeah, Friday prayers have typically been used, actually, by the government here in Egypt to advocate for issues pertaining to the government. Last Friday, they used Friday sermons across the country to ban people from committing suicide and expressing, again, that suicide in Islam is severely condemned and sinful. That comes after several people had tried to light themselves on fire to try and emulate what happened in Tunisia, the young man who lit himself on fire, which led to the ouster of the president and the protests there. So certainly Friday prayers have been used by the government to try and curb people. But here people are trying to re-emulate what happened in Tunisia in many ways and what happened on Tuesday, which was one of the largest anti-government protests since President Hosni Mubarak took power 30 years ago.
Sure, and we're going to be watching the streets of Cairo all morning long. Aya Batraoui is the Mideast bureau chief for the German press agency. Thanks so much.
Also this hour, of course, thousands of anti-government protesters are again in the streets in Yemen, wearing pink headbands and waving pink flags. And protests continue for a second week in Tunisia in the so-called Jasmine Revolution there. Also, in Jordan is seeing protests as well. There's a large rally planned today in Amman to press King Abdullah to pass economic and political reforms. Here at home, former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is officially a mayoral candidate in Chicago again. Emanuel tells ABC News he's relieved the Illinois Supreme Court put him back on the ballot.
I'm happy that after all this effort, we now have a conclusion so the voters can make the decision of who should be the mayor. And they will now make that decision, which is where this choice always existed.
That decision came 3 days after a lower court threw Emanuel off the ballot, saying he didn't meet the residency requirement.
Big economic report this morning. The government expected to announce how much the economy grew during the fourth quarter of last year. The expectation is 3.5% growth in the GDP. And in South Africa last hour, former President Nelson Mandela was discharged from a Johannesburg hospital following 2 days of tests for the 92-year-old.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 11,989, the S&P at 1,299, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,755.
So El Baradei, the Egyptian sort of pro-democracy leader who is now in Cairo, Egyptian police say that water cannon has been used on pro-democracy supporters, including El Baradei, at a new protest taking place in Cairo. All morning long, we're going to be hearing voices from the Middle East talking about the pro-democracy movement. Where does it go from here, and does it really have the ability to sustain itself? Stay with The Takeaway.